So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Onamukela emsakazweni Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 4 kumpandula 2024 ngutabo kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Idale lithe is a private place, so icala lesibili lena selikhitshiwe kubonke abayethesa icala.
Abasekeli becelele Citizens Coalition for Change abagoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe ababotshwa ngohlangula sebetholakale bengelacala lokwenza umsindo emphakathini.
Mina kangiyisoli kakhulu iChina, ngisola thina esinganelisiyo ukuthi ama university ethu afundise abantu abantwana abakwaziyo ukwenza ibhathi le-lithium.
Umhlangano wamazwe e-Africa leChina owalonyaka oweForum on China-Africa Cooperation usungulwe namuhla eBeijing. Abafundi beZimbabwe abedlula ikhulu abathole uncedo lwama-scholarships sebelungiselela ukuya kwele-Russia. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Abasekeli becelele Citizens Coalition for Change abagoqela umkhokheli wabo umnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe abafika amachumi ayisikhombisa 77 ababotshwa ngohlangula sebetholakale bengelacala lokwenza umsindo emphakathini ngemva kokuhlala e-remand prison okwenyanga phose ezimbili. Loba betholakale bengelacala, abanye babo bavalele ukwenzela ukuba betholiswe elinye njalo icala lokuthothozela udlakela. Abaphikisayo bathi lokhu kuveza ukuba imithethwandaba eZimbabwe isibanjwe xhaka libandla leZANU-PF, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Umthethwandaba eHarare namuhla unqume ukuba kabala macala okuphazamisa umphakathi wonke abebandla le-CCC ababotshwa bethakazelela usuku lwe-Day of the African Child emzini kaThimba ngohlangula lonyaka. Abalithumi lambili batholakale bengelamacala okuthuthuzela udlakela lokudunga umphakathi. Bahle bakhululwa ngumthethwandaba. UThimba labanye bakhe abethethwa amacala okuthuthuzela udlame balokhu bevalelwe entilongweni. Abanye babo bathi babotshwa bezenzela umsebenzi wabo duzane lendlu kaThimba. Esipha isigwebo sakhe uMantshi uColette Ncube uthe abatshutshisi behluleka ukuveza ubufakazi bokuba abantu laba balecala. Omele iwange central edayele ephalamende ekubandla le-CCC njalo eligqwetha elizimeleyo umnumzana Daniel Molokele uchasise okwenzakale emthethwandaba namhlanje.
Ngisanda kuphuma kudale leHarare Magistrate Court, idale lithe icala lesibili okuthini indawo kade bekiyo indawo esingathi indawo ephandle yi-public kwehlule ukuthini kuthiwe indlu ka-Honorable Timber iyi-public place. So idale lithe is a private place, so icala lesibili lena selikhitshiwe kubonke abayetheswa icala.
Ukusenjalo idale le-High Court livumele abathathu abalwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Samuel Gwenzi, unkosazana Namatayi Gwegweza lomnumzana Robson Chere ukuba behlawule isibambiso se-bail ukwenzela ukuba bethoniswe amacala abeyothesayo besuka emzini yabo. Umahluli wedayile High Court uJustice Benjamin Chikowero uthe kasuthisekanga ngezizathu ezethulwa nguMantshi uRuth Moyo owathi akumelanga abantu laba bavunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso se-bail. Omunye wabo uVusi Muzimoyo lokhu evalelwe e-remand prison. Abaphikisayo bathi okwehlela abantu laba yikho kanye okwabheka nalo umnumzana Job Skala owahlala entolongweni phose okweminyaka emibili kodwa amacala akhe esulwa ngumthethwandaba. Isikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF umnumzana Chris Mtswangwa usanda kutshela amaphephandaba ukuba bese kufanele utshele labanye bakhe bekhulule ngoba uqhutshwe kahle umhlangano we-SADC Summit okuthiwa babefuna ukuphazamisa. Umnumzana Alpheus Maporanga okubanda le United African National Congress uthi lokhu kuveza sobala ukuba uhulumende uyangenela kulokho okwenzakala emthethwandaba.
Babezihambele besiye reinforced umhlangano wabo ongela kuyenza ngisho ngama demonstrations lawa abathi bona babefuna ukumalungisa. So angiboni ukuthi kungaba into engani ya singathi into yokuthi kungaba ukuthi kuyayinduwa ukuthi ukuphuma kwabo ukucoincide lokuphela kwe-summit.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngowake waba yisikhulumeli se-CCC uMnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba.
Inkinga esilayo kwele Zimbabwe kubani uhulumende okhona akavotelwanga ngabantu. Umnankagwa akakhethwanga ngabantu, yikho ke esebenzisa udlame lodlakela ongathi yena kulezi vakatshi eqalisa ukubopha abantu lokuhlukumeza abantu lokubavala imilomo. Konke lokhu kutshengisa ukubana kulenkinga mayelana lobukhokheli obuseZimbabwe okuyinto okufanele siyilungisise.
Wodwa okudalela iZANU-PF Central Committee uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi ibandla lakhe alilani lokubotshwa njalo lokukhululwa kwabantu laba.
Hayi, indaba yokuthi iZANU-PF iya interfere enkantolo, hayi, asondaba ebambekayo, asondaba eliqiniso. Ngamanga nje atshona ephekwa yilaba abamabadlaphikisayo. Okumangalisayo ukuthi nxa belo hlupho bagijimela enkantolo, nxa inkantolo zingakhipha izinqumo ezivumelana lalokho bona abakufunayo, abakhulumi ngeZANU-PF. Lapho inkantolo ingakhipha amaqiniso abangavumelani lawo, sokuthiwa iZANU-PF ethe.
Babotshwa abantu abafika phose ikhulu lamathuma ayisikhombisa ngesikhathi ulungiselelwa umhlangano omkhulu owenkokheli ye-Southern African Development Committee, SADC, owaqhutshelwa eHarare kunyanga edluleyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimnondolozi Ndlovu.
Umhlangano wamazwe e-Africa le-China owalonyaka owe-Forum on China-Africa Cooperation usungulwe lamuhla njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uphatheke emicimbini ethile egoqela idili lokubemukela njengabaholi bamazwe e-Africa lokukhuluma emsakazweni we-Chinese Central Media. Phambilini uhlangene labo samabhizimusi be-China kweminye imizamo yokuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe, kutsho ugatsha lukahulumende weZimbabwe olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko. Isiphathamandla sikahulumende uMnumzana Levit Mugejo okhonale kwele China utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi umhlangano lo ubalulekile ekuthuthukiseni inotho yeZimbabwe. Ucubungula lolu daba usithandekile mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa loMnumzana Anglestron Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeGreen Africa Technologies.
Ilizwe leChina lele Russia lamanye amazwe ngamazwe asincedisa kakhulu ekuthini siphume ebugqilini esasifakwe kibo ngamazwe ngamaBritish. So kuqakathekile ukuthi siqhubeke sikhumbuzana khonoko, kanti njalo lobudlilwano obukhona obakhiwayo phakathi kweChina leZimbabwe ngobakhiwayo kumbe obuqhubeka bukhona kuqakathekile ukuthi sibuqinise, ngoba akulalizwe elathuthuka lilodwa. Sikhumbule ukuthi nxa kuthi siyathusiyezwa khonoko ukuthi siyadlelebezelwa etafuleni lapha lepelele trade iChina iyabuyithathe ekufunayo. Mina kangiyisoli kakhulu iChina, ngisola thina esinganelisiyo ukuthi amayunivesithi ethu afundise abantwana abakwaziyo ukwenza ibhatri le-lithium ne-lithium etholakala eZimbabwe. Amayunivesithi ethu asifundise ukukhuluma isikhiwo esimnandi singenzi lutho, bese kusithi amazwe njengabo China abe sebuya ezothatha ezomnotho zethu ezemvelo zethu azithuthukise. So ungabasola ungabasoli, bonke angithi kusemhlabeni siku-competitive world. So bona labo nxa besincedisa kodwa bethola phinde bathola okunye, labo bahlakaniphile thina yithi esizithutha ngemfundo yethu esayiphiwa ngama-British esifundisa ukuba izisebenzi, asikwazi ukuhamba emgodini sithathe ilitshe elimhlophe lanothiwa yikhwatsi senze ulutho ngalo. ama China ke yikho abakwenzayo. So babe eZimbabwe lapha bathathe ezembuwayo, bathathe lezi zinto singacabangeli ukuthi zilonxedo bazisebenzise. So kuthatha ukuthi thina sivuke ebuthongweni bethu lathi sisebenzise semvelo zethu sizithuthukise. Otherwise le America le Britain wonke umuntu ofuna ukudlulela leZimbabwe kulento ayifunayo eZimbabwe, lalabo akade befaka ama sanctions eZimbabwe bebelento ababeyifuna, babefuna umhlabathi ukuze bakapule kiwo. Thina sigoqa izandla simele ukuthi siqhatshwe, ukuthi kube umChina afika asisilayine lapha siqhatshwe sidinga imisebenzi eminye ethiwa imisebenzi yabombeselane.
Siyabona njalo lokuthi umsekeli kamongameli uMnumzana Kembo Mohati useIndonesia lakho kulotshelwane ezinye njalo izivumelwano.
I-foreign policy yeZimbabwe ithi yona a friend to all and an enemy to none. Ngikhuluma kanje nje lathi futhi besisukile njengeqembu labobulawayo saye Belarus sasayina izivumelwano futhi khona ngale zokuthuthukisa ibulawayo wethu. Izwe vela ngeke lathuthuka lodwa. Lezi zivumelwano ziqakathekile kakhulu ukuze sanelise lathi ukuthi sithuthuke.
Lo ngumnumzana Angliston Spanda, ingcwethi ecubungulayo umbusazwe njalo ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeGreen Africa Technologies obekhuluma ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga awe-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezidlula ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu sezilungiselela ukuya kwele Russia kulinyanga ngemva kokuthola usizo lokuqhuba izifundo emakolitshini zisekelwa ngurhulumente welizwe leli. Ungcwele Dube weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Isikhulumeli sesigodlo seRussia kweleZimbabwe uMnumzana Ego Kirpitnik uthi baqale ukuqhuba uhlelo lolu lwama-scholarships la ngomnyaka ka-2019 besenzela ukuqinisa ubudlelwano belizwe lakhe eleRussia lamanye amazwe.
We do provide each year starting from 2019, if I'm not mistaken, 2018, yeah.
Lolu uhlelo luqale kubo 2019, njalo ngomnyaka ngomnyaka. Besiyengeza inani labantu abathola usizo lokufunda kuhulumende wethu olunika amazwe athiyeniwe kuhlanganisa leZimbabwe. EZimbabwe lonyaka sithatha abafundi abalikhulu lamathumi amabili lanhlanu kodwa kukhona ukuthi singengeza ngabanye abalitshumi.
Ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezizafunda kwele Russia ngemva kokuthola usizo zithi imfundo yakhonale iyaphathisa ngoba iphambili. Owalwa impi yenkululeko uMnumzana Siqhoza Matthias Ndlovu uthi wahamba eRussia kusayi-Union of Soviet Socialist Republics esiyafundela ezebutho, wafika waphiwa usizo lokufunda ngabe-Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee. UNdlovu uthi bangena bebaningi abakuleli emakolitshini eRussia njalo babuya bezosebenzela uhulumende ilizwe silithole uzibuse.
Ngitheze ngingale nganikwa i-scholarship by Afro-Asian Solidarity Committee. Ngahamba ngayafundela i-labor economics. Yeah. So those scholarships were very helpful to us. Yeah. Most of us joined the government after when we came back.
Osengumqondisi obona ngokukhutshwa kwenhlelo zokugatsha lokwakhiwa kwezabelo eMathebeleland South uMnumzana Sijabulise Ncube owathola usizo lokufunda ngo-1988 njalo wafundela kubo ngu-industrial and civil engineer uthi kwele Russia imfundo ihlanganisa ukubala lokwenza. UNcube uthi wafunda eSt. Petersburg State University of Architecture and Civil Engineering njalo okwamthokozisa ngezifundo lezi ukuthi bebehlanganisa ukubala lokusebenza ngezandla okuyikho okukhaliphisayo kakhulu njalo okuswelakalayo kwele Zimbabwe.
Ifunde vele is so advanced because izinto ezifunda yazenza uzayo, but lapha kithi anto yakho ungasakutholi. That's the main challenge ukuthi i-theory ingena practice iyahlupha because you do everything and you go and do it practically khona ngale straight from there uhambe uyezetmakhona uzikhona zonke everything is there. Inarinden laba fana mina unabauya kwa-attachment abasenasi abayenza izinto bakaze bazibone baphunguza ebhukwini but akaze bakubone practically.
Unkosikazi Phumzile Ncube yena uqede izifundo zakhe ngomnyaka odluleyo obefunda ubunjinela mamagetsi e-Orkestic National Research Technical University uthi ulimi belihlukanisa imfundo oyitholayo.
Kind of education. It depends on the language you are learning. My Russian, of course, get better teachers because they spoke Russian. I mean, they were Russians. But for English teachers, they try to be able to teachers from abroad, foreign teachers.
Umqeqeqeshi wezifundo zolimi eGwanda State University umnumzana Luyando Hlobo Makwati uthi inhlelo zokuthi abantu bayefunda eRussia zaqala ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko njalo ziyaphathisa ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Umende wobudlelwano alabo nelizwe laseRussia kusukela kudala mhlawumbe kukhanyelelwe ngesikhathi sempi yenkululeko ukuthi abantu bahamba bayafunda khona singabanye befunda ngezikhali, abanye bafunda mhlawumbe ema-universities abo.
Kulabanye abakhala ngokuthi nxa ufunde kwele Russia uyalindiswa ungakavunyelwa ukusebenzisa amaphepha akho emfundo kwele Russia. Mnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ololwazi ngezemfundo yakwele Russia uthi kuvamile ukuba amazwe amaningi akhangelele phansi imfundo yakulelo lizwe.
Abaningi bakhona nxa sebesiza ngapha eZimbabwe kuyabe sekudingeka ukuthi balungisise izincwadi zabo, abanye besenza ama accreditation internship lama apprenticeship. Into vele evamileyo loba ungazi ufunde eSouth Africa uligcwetha ama courses abodokotela i-medical profession kabavume ukuthi ungene esibhedlela ungazange wenze internship. Amagqwetha ama-lawyers abavume ukuthi ungene e-court ungenzanga ama-articles le-lawyers i-law state of Zimbabwe.
UKhuro Pitnik uveze ukuba lo nyaka abafundi abaningi bakhethe ukufunda ngezemithi langempilakahle. Utshele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ukuthi abanye abafundi balakho ukuthola amathuba omsebenzi kwele Russia mabe ngaphutsha izifundo zabo. Imele i-Studio 7 ngikobulawayo yimi uNgqwele Dube.
Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba Associated Press babika ukuba ele Russia lihlasele endaweni eziningi namuhla ezigoqela idolobho le-Lviv lapho okufe abantu abahlanu kwabhidlizwa izakhiwo ezifika amachumi amahlanu ezivalisa isikolo lezindlu zikazulu. Kusenjalo umongameli Vladimir Zelensky usecele imvumo emazweni afana neMelika ukuba ilizwe lakhe livunyelwe ukuhlasela phakathi kwele Russia lisebenzisa imibhobho emikhulu elayithola emazweni la. Ngolunye udaba olufanayo phethe uhlangothi olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe kwele Ukraine, umnumzana Dmytro Kulema labanye abambalwa sebecele ukuphuma kuhulumende kaZelensky. ELeBotswana selilungiselela ukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa kunyanga ezayo. Umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi wethule umbiko lo izolo kusihlwa esithi kufanele kuqhutshwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo elizweni lakhe sonke isikhathi. Kweziphathelane leMelika. Sekuhlele inyanga ezimbili ukuthi kuqhutshwe ukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika. Abazaphatheka kulolu khetho umnumzana Donald Trump lonkosikazi Kamala Harris balungiselela ingxoxo mpikiswano yabo yakuqala njalo bekhankasa ngodaba lomnotho. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA Scott Stearns ukhangela lo mkhankaso. Umnumzana Donald Trump ukhankasa egxile kudaba lezomnotho njalo esola uKamala Harris.
Here is what we know about Comrade Kamala Harris. She just doesn't care about the American people, especially hard-working people or middle-class Americans.
Nangu esikwaziyo uKamala Harris. Ngala ndaba lozulu weMelika, ikakhulu abantu abasebenza nzima. Ngala ndaba lani.
Umkhankaso kaHarris uthi uTrump nguye ozalimaza izimuli ngokwehlisa imithelo yamankampani amakhulu.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
Ubukhokheli bami buza kuba bugxile ekuthuthukiseni izisebenzi zeleMelika.
Udaba lezomnotho luqathekiswa kakhulu ngabavoti kulolu khetho, yilo uDubo Harris okumele alulungisise, kutsho ingcwethi yezombusazwe umnumzana Hank Shenkoff.
She's got to explain why people are paying what they think is
as more at the gas pump and why their bread costs as much as it does and why the manufacturers of those products are giving them less for their dollar.
Ukumele achaze ukuthi kungani abantu bebhadala imali abayibona iningi kakhulu nxa bengathenga amafutha emota isinkwa lokunye.
Ozangena ukhetho lo Trump umnumzana J.D. Vance uthi ukuvotela uHarris kuzabangela ukulahlekelwa yimisebenzi wabanengi eMelika.
Think of all the powerful interests, the broken bureaucracy in this country, the people who've gotten rich shipping your jobs to China, they want Kamala Harris. The only way to
kumbulani bonke abanotha ngokuthumela umsebenzi yenu kwele China bafuna ukamba indlela yokunqoba iyodwa. Asibambiseni ngokuvota ngolwezi.
Ozangena kukhetho lwaHarris umnumzana Tim Walz uthi ibandla lakhe eleDemocratic Party yilo elizinikele ukuzisebenzisele Melika.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, they have something a little different in mind. The only thing these guys know about working people is how to take advantage of them, how to not pay them. Every single chance they've got.
UDonald Trump noJ.D. Vance bacabanga ukuthiyeneyo lani. Into eyodwa abayaziyo ngezisebenzi yikusebenzisa kuphela kanye lokungazibhadali ithuba lonke abalitholayo balisebenzisa ukulwisana lezisebenzi kanye lokulwa ukukhweza iholo.
Sekusele inyanga ezimbili ukuthi uqhutshwa ukhetho kulokuncintisana okukhulu. Ucwaningo luveza ukuthi uHarris ukhokhela kancane uTrump elizweni lonke. Umvoti weMichigan umnumzana David Martinez usekela uTrump.
He's true American patriot. I think that he thinks more about people that live in this country than he does himself.
Ungumuntu othanda elemelini. Ngibona sengathi ucabanga kakhulu ngabantu balelizwe ukwedlula ukucabanga yena. Yonke into ayenzayo ngiyokuzama ukuphathisa omunye umuntu.
Umvoti weGeorgia unkosikazi Becca Rush usekela uHarris.
You know, it's 2024 and we need some fresh blood and we need a new brighter future.
Sikumnyaka ka 2024 sidinga ubukhokheli obutsha obuzaletha elakusasa elihle.
Ngesikhathi beqhubeka ngomkhankaso uTrump loHarris bazaqeda iviki elilandelayo belungiselela ingxoxompikiswano yabo eyakuqala mhla ka 10 wayenalinyanga. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalethulela yimi uDaba kaNcube owe Studio 7. Kweziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe, ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele-South Africa seluqalile ukusebenzisa amakheli ebulenjini ukuthumela impendulo zezicelo ezafakwa ngabalamapermit eZimbabwe Exemption Permit kulabafuna ukwengeza isikhathi samapermit la kube labanye abadinga olunye uhlobo lwamapermit okusebenza. UThuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Emikweni owethule lugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya liviki, umphathintambo walolugatsha umnumzana Leon Schreiber uthe usesungule uhlelo lokuthumela impendulo zezicelo zamapemithi kusetshenziswa amakheli ebulenjini be-intanethi ama-emails. USchreiber uthe izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezafaka izicelo zokwesulelwa okudingakalayo ukungena kwamanye amapemithi ama-waiver yizo ezinye zokuqala ukuthola impendulo kuma-emails andubana lolu hlelo lusetshenziswe kunhlangothi zonke. Uthi leli nyathelo ngelokuqala elokusebenzisa impucuko yebulenjini be-internet ukwenqabela inkohlakalo enzeka kakhulu emahofisini alolu gatsha.
Is that the lack of a modern
ukwehluleka ukusebenzisa ubucwephethi bakulezi nsuku ekuhluzeni lokuphenduleni kwezicelo zamapermit yikho okuyimbangela yenkohlakalo eningi kugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya.
Iningi lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilamaphepha la sekule minyaka emibili egcweleyo zifake izicelo zama-waiver lezokwengezelela iminyaka kumapermit e-ZEP kodwa balokhu bengakatholi impendulo. Kungakapheli viki uSchreiber ememezele uhlelo olutsha lolu, isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khumbulani Moyo uthi uyitholile impendulo yakhe ngemva kokulinda iminyaka emibili.
31 August 2022 ngangisubmitha ama-papers wami, so nga-applyela i-waiver. Njengi-applyela i-waiver ke hayi kwahlala ngalinda ensukwini ezidlulileyo nje ngathola-ke i-letter I mean, signed by yena u minister omutsha sithi I'm able to apply for e general work permit.
Uscribe uthi ulogo ephakathi kokucabangisisa ukuthi siza kuba yini isiphetho sama permit ezep. Kusenjalo ezalwane zeZimbabwe ezingalamaphepha okuba kwele South Africa zithi phandle sekuzalele ingwe njengoba ugatsha lwendaba zasekhaya lamapolisa sebevala imigwaqo nsuku zonke kuzingelwa abangalamaphepha. OZimbabwe ongathandanga ukuvezwa igama uthi ikusasa labo kwele South Africa selisiya ngomsha wendoda.
Hayi, amapolisa wona hayi lesuku hayi. Siphila ngomusa kaJehova hayi lesuku hayi basidudula impela abasasifuni. Abasasifuni. Sesikhuleke ukuthi ulunge shiye ekhaya kodwa hey kunini iminyaka seziminingi akulungi lutho lakho. Kodwa lesuku ekubo town awungeneki etown hayi babopha amagreen bomber especially Thursday.
Ngempela sonto amapolisa eJohannesburg asungule uhlelo lwabo lokubopha izigangi labangalamaphepha. Umeya wedolobho leli, umnumzana Dada Murero, laye obekhona kusungulwa loluhlelo, uthi kuhle kwabothwa abangalamaphepha abedlula ichumi ngelanga lakuqala laloluhlelo.
So besikutshela umphakathi wonke waseJohannesburg sesikhalile manje, siyasebenza silwisa otsotsi, silwisa nabo bonke i-criminality ejwayelela ekhaya.
Ziphinde njalo zehlisa inyembezi izalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa liviki ngemva kokubhewuka kwebhasi yethamuka Coaches eMakopane esabelweni seLimpopo. Kufe abantu abahlanu engozini le elandele ebhasi yemzansi ebulele abalichumi esabelweni esifanayo. Ministro 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Sawe isikhathi sokuza imibono yenu linabalaleli be Studio 7 elisithumela yona nge-WhatsApp.
Studio 7 linjani lapho likhona lonke kwalephesheya. Yazi lami ngithi ngizibongele. Ngibuya enkaya kwaDakamela. Ngibonga kakhulu indlela yakhe uDakamela noma emncane kodwa ngimbonile ephakama ekhuluma ngendaba yomgwaqo. Umgwaqo wakithi ufile bani. Asina mgwaqo. Noma ungacabanga business bani ongaba nayo. Ayikho into ongayenza ngomgwaqo loya. Manje uyabona kuyathwala amasamende laphana asiwa esikolo sakwaDakamela. Akuna mgwaqo. Uyalanya imoto ayithola amasamende lawa. Ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe manje siyaphenduka. Umnikazi kumele ayihambise eservice. Ngendaba yomgwaqo phela kuyoze kube nini? Kuyoze kube nini? La maminista asebenzela kuyala indlela. Babe khuluma ukuthi umgwaqo uyalungiswa. Ingekho into elungiswayo. Kanti kuyoze kube nini ukukhuluma into engekho kanje? Ake liphakame nini? Lani ma-chief akithi ake liphakame nini? Njengaye lo uDakamela ophakamileyo wakhuluma ngomgwaqo. Kungabe nguye kuphela ngomgwaqo usuka enyathi usiyayo koDakamela kwane ekugcineni. Kusikhobokhobo kuphi nakuphi?
Hello Studio 7, sibasakazi abahle, hayi siyabonga kakhulu umsebenzi wenu elisenzela wona ngansuku zonke lingaphela uthando. Hey bakithi, sikhala ngale iZANU-PF le esihluphayo le elizweni laseZimbabwe. Hey, iZANU-PF sithwele nzima ngayo mani, singazi ukuthi zaphuma kutheni.
Linjani basakazi baka Studio 7 labalaleli lonke. Mina isikhalazo sami ngisiqondisa kuyena uhulumende wethu, uhulumende osifusayo. Sikhalaza kakhulu ngemigwaqo ikakhulu khona lapho kithi eMathebeleland South. Hayi, asisela mgwaqo, imgwaqo kunzima kakhulu, njalo lendlala labantu bayafa emakhaya ngezindlala lapho uhulumende lokho waphosa khona lokho kungamabele kwathiwa ngokwe 3 months waqeda wahamba nya. Angazi kumbe siyabe silokhe sisidla khona lokho amabelanyana wona la asinikeza wona ngawe 3 months. Mina ngokwami bengikhalela ukuthi ngawo uhulumende uyazama ngezindlela zonke ukuthi zona lezi zimali zamadona zona lezi azizuza emazweni kube nguye yena ngokwakhe uqobo wezathumela bona izigijimi zakhe ukuthi zibe yizwe ezikholisa abantu, ngoba kwesinye isikhathi ukudla lokhu kungawela kwezinye izandla, lokhu kudla kuyanyamalala ezandleni zabantu. bona labo kuyabe kufikele kuphi.
Mthokazi omuhle ninjani, ninjani mthokazi omuhle. Ake ngikhulume lapha ngendaba esibhekane nayo singabahlali.
Sibonge abalaleli be-Studio 7 abasixhume nge-WhatsApp. Lingakhohlwa lalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk oluvalelisayo ngutabo kancu lilayo.